UFO reporting center.
Yes, I was coming back from Dallas, Texas to Tyler, Texas, and I was on Highway 64.
Yes.
And a UFO passed over my car.
Okay, would you like to describe it?
I sure would. It's it was a triangle shape, and it had a white light on the front on one side of the triangle.
Uh-huh.
And it had a blue light and a red light on either side. And my wife and I were driving along, and we saw it, you know, it's like up in the sky just hovering about 100 feet up, and we kept driving toward it. You know, we thought it was some sort of plane or something because the red light's blinking and the white light just stays on all the time.
Right.
And the closer we got to it, it just stayed there, you know, and then finally I slowed down my truck and I looked out the window and I unrolled my window and looked down and it passed right over us, and it had a hole in the center of it. It's almost like it's transparent in the center. You can almost see through it.
Yes.
I went home, straight home to Tyler, and I got my brother and another friend. We went back out there, and we saw it again.
Okay. Now, do you have any estimate on the size of this thing?
Well, that's hard to say. You know, first time I thought it was real small.
Uh-huh.
The second time, it looked like it could be from anywhere from 10 feet to maybe 15.
Okay. Was this object hovering over the roadway?
Yes, and there were no other cars around, you know, when it came over us, both times. Because I wanted to stop, because I've been looking for one, I mean, all my life.
Uh-huh.
And, but I couldn't, you know. I slowed down, and I just got scared, and we left.
Okay, now, can you give me an estimate on the altitude of that object?
It looked to be maybe 150 feet.
Okay, did you hear any sound?
There's not one sound at all.
Okay. Do you travel this roadway quite often?
Well, not often. We just moved up to Tyler.
Oh, I see. Okay. Is it unusual for lack of traffic on the highway?
Well, it seemed it would be. It's kind of a country road.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, it waits until it gets you isolated in the road where there's no other cars, and then it comes out. The second time, we went out there and didn't see it, and we turned around and came back in, and it kind of came over the trees, you know, real low. It looked like a plane taking off.
Uh-huh.
And it took off and went across the highway in front of us, and I said, that's it. And I pointed it out to them, and it stopped on the left-hand side of the road, and it came back directly in the middle of the road and just hovered over us. And we slowed down, and it passed right over us again. And then, this time, we went by it, and we stopped, and two of us got out. You know, I tried to look at it, but it just kept going, you know, as it passed over us.
Did it just go out of sight?
Hello, and we turned around and chased it and flashed on our lights, you know, trying to stop it.
Yes.
But then it just did.
It is now the end of the initial period. Please signal for overtime.
Okay. Then it stayed ahead of us, and it just took off.
Okay. What time did you first spot that?
This must be about 2 hours ago.
Okay. And how many witnesses on that?
We've got my wife and my brother and another guy. There's three witnesses besides me.
Okay. Does your brother have a phone?
No, we're living in the same house right now.
Oh, okay. And this is in Tyler.
Yeah. Where are you located?
We're in Washington.
Oh. Well, I called the sheriff, and he gave me this number. I didn't know
where
I was calling.
This thing startled you quite badly, did
it? Yeah, it did.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I've been looking for him, you know. And it's down here right now, the sky is perfectly clear. It's a beautiful night, you know.
Okay.
It was just a perfectly clear night. And
okay, which direction was this going when you finally watched it leave?
It was heading back toward Dallas, so that would be a west.
Okay.
West, but it looks like to me that it's out there right now. I mean, it's going up and down the road.
Uh-huh.
And it's passover cars. It won't...
Was the second time you saw it, was it just as low?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just as low. About 150 feet.
Okay. What highway were you driving at the time?
That's Highway 64.
Okay.
It was about 12 to 15 miles outside of Tyler, Texas, headed toward Canton, Texas.
Okay. All right, sir, would you talk to a representative if we could get one in there?
Yeah, I sure would. And, I don't know. I mean, we're thinking about going back out there tonight.
Uh-huh.
And taking pictures.
There's a good idea.
If I can find a camera. But, you know, nobody around here is interested. I can't, you know, I talked to a guy that at an airport here, and, you know, he just hung up on me.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, can't get anybody else to go out there with him.
Okay, we sure appreciate this call, and we'll see if we can't get somebody in there to talk to you, and if we come up with any more information on it, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.